I want to share this with y'all.
Dice, doy gracias al que me fortaleció, a Cristo Jesús nuestro Señor, porque me tuvo por fiel poniéndome en el ministerio. Habiendo yo sido antes blasfemo, perseguidor e injuriador, mas fui recibido a misericordia porque leé por ignorancia en incredulidad. Por la gracia de nuestro Señor fue abundante, pero la gracia de nuestro Señor fue abundante con la fe y el amor en Cristo Jesús. Palabra fiel, digna de ser recibida por todo Cristo Jesús, vino al mundo para salvar a los pecadores, de los cuales yo soy primero. Yo entendí aquí en este versículo del 15 en adelante,
verse 15.
Sobre la primicia que Timoteo le dio a Jesucristo en su vida.
It's talking about verse 15, what God told Timothy to do.
El 16 dice,
the 16th verse,
por esto fui recibido a misericordia día para que Jesucristo mostrase en mí primero toda clemencia, por ejemplo, los que habrían de creer para vida eterna. Doy por entendido aquí.
It's to my understanding.
Sobre la primicia que Timoteo dio a Jesús en su vida, y eso hizo dar misericordia a Dios en él.
That's what Timothy saw God in his life and gave him mercy. Esto es
lo que yo quiero llevar hoy en día.
That's what I want to do this day.
Una primicia en totalidad a Cristo Jesús.
¿Qué es primicia? He said that
primicia. Yeah. Poner a Dios en primer lugar.
Can you see? I never heard that.
Sí. O sea, que Dios esté en primer lugar en mi vida. Por ejemplo, antes de hacer algo,
put him first.
Preguntarle a Dios o a Dios primero siempre.
Okay.
Eso como
the beginning.
A Cristo en primer lugar. Uh-huh. Okay. Esto para mí, entender esto, yo sé que es difícil cumplirlo en mi vida principalmente.
I know it's difficult to start that in my life.
Como joven yo tengo muchas pruebas.
Since I'm young, I have a lot of problems.
Sé que yo no soy perfecto todavía.
I'm not perfect yet.
Pero yo agradezco a Dios de que yo estoy en el camino hoy en día.
But I'm grateful that I'm in the right road.
Dios me ha traído al cuerpo de Cristo para salvarme.
He brought me to the body of Christ to save me.
Yo no voy a desaprovechar mi oportunidad por nadie ni por nada.
I'm not going to take advantage of
yo,
this or anything.
Yo no voy a detener mi vida en Cristo por nada que me quiera detener.
I'm not going to let nothing come between me and God.
Gracias a Dios, Dios me ha dado a entender lo principal en mi vida.
That thank God that he's going to come first in my life.
Y es vencer a mi viejo hombre, ser mi primer enemigo.
Even though I might have enemies.
Matar a mi enemigo.
I'm going to kill my enemy, the old man.
La gente allá afuera, ellos están peleando una guerra y no conocen a su enemigo.
The world out there is fighting an enemy. They don't know what they're fighting.
Esta es la garantía de que yo puedo tener una seguridad de que yo puedo ser un vencedor en Cristo Jesús.
This is the guarantee I have that I have.
Que yo puedo ser un vencedor.
That I can be a ambassador.
Vencedor. It's like winner.
Like a winner, yeah. I can be a. A winner in the Lord.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ.
Porque yo conozco a mi enemigo hoy en día.
Because I understand my enemy.
¿No es esto para ti una gracia de Dios y una misericordia de Dios hoy en día que tú puedes entender esto? ¿No es esto hoy en día?
It's not in this day.
Una gracia de Dios.
A thankfulness in God.
De que tú puedes entender esto.
That you can understand this.
De que tú sabes quién es tu enemigo.
That you know who your enemy is.
Cuando malos pensamientos, mi carne se quiere manifestar, yo de una vez yo digo, Señor.
I say, God.
Yo reprendo ese mal espíritu en el nombre de Jesús.
I repent my spirit in Jesus Christ.
¿Sabe? Eso es normal. Y yo como joven, yo exhorto a los jóvenes.
I'm young and I know how the young people.
Yo sé lo que es lo que es la vida.
I know what it's
con el poco, con lo poco de vida que yo he tenido, yo sé más o menos y tengo un entendimiento de lo que es la vida.
With this short life that I've had, I understand.
Yo he pasado por muchas experiencias carnales y
I've had so many experiences in the flesh.
Dios a mí me ha librado.
And he has saved me.
Me ha dado el entendimiento para vencer a mi viejo hombre.
He gave me the understanding.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios. Yo le doy gracias a Dios por eso hoy.
I thank God for that every day.
Porque si no fuera por su gracia y su misericordia, yo estuviera perdido en el mundo.
Because if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, I would still be out in the world.
Pero gracias a Dios, Dios me ha traído aquí, me ha ayudado a entender. Me ha ayudado a entender su palabra y mis oraciones siempre son, Dios, dame sabiduría para entender cómo guiar mi vida.
And my prayer is, God, help me to how to guide, for you to guide my life.
Para yo dirigir mi vida hacia ti.
I can give my life to you.
En rectitud. Rectitud. Recto.
Incorrect.
Recto, no, recto.
Right, straight.
Yeah.
Straight.
Para andar en justicia.
To be in justice.
Yes. Justice. Ayúdame, Señor.
Help me, Lord.
A ser un árbol que dé fruto.
To be a tree that gives fruit.
Porque el que anda en el Espíritu.
Because that he who walks in the Spirit.
En la cosa del Espíritu hace.
Thinks that he'll do things of the Spirit.
Pero el que anda en la carne.
But whoever does goes in the flesh.
Cosa de la carne hace.
He'll do carnal things.
Y gracias a Dios, Dios me ha dado este entendimiento.
I thank God he's given me that understanding.
Yo no quiero tomarme mucho tiempo.
I don't want to take too much time.
Yo solamente quiero agradecerle a ustedes por su hospitalidad.
I simply want to give everybody thank you for your hospitality.
No está de más yo decirle.
And
no está de más. Ustedes saben.
You all know.
Lo cuanto yo lo amo a cada uno de ustedes.
How much I love each one of you.
Ustedes han venido a ser una gran han venido a formar.
Y'all have become so close to me.
Una gran parte. Una parte importante en mi vida.
A very important part in my
algo
life.
Que yo nunca voy a olvidar.
Something that I will never forget.
Lo que cada uno de ustedes, principalmente el pastor y su esposa,
and mainly Brother and Sister Smith,
junto a los ministros, su familia,
including all the ministers and their families,
han hecho por mí.
Everything they've done for me.
Yo sé que si yo hubiese sido, si Dios no me hubiese escogido,
I know that if God hadn't
escogido,
grabbed me,
si Dios no me hubiese escogido, yo no hubiese venido a ser merecedor de lo que hoy estoy recibiendo.
I wouldn't be a part of what I'm listening and hearing today.
Yo eternamente estaría agradecido.
I will be forever eternally grateful.
Yo lo llevo en mi corazón.
I take it in my heart.
Siempre lo voy a tener en mi corazón.
I always will have it in my heart.
Lo amo, lo aprecio.
I love you and I appreciate
y donde quiera que yo llegue.
And anywhere I go.
Ustedes saben que donde quiera que yo llegue, yo siempre lo voy a poner a ustedes en alto porque ustedes me han dado.
Wherever I go, you will always be on my top of my list.
Porque ustedes por lo que ustedes me han enseñado.
Because of what y'all have
y es,
taught me.
Esto es una muestra de lo cuán agradecido primeramente estoy de Dios.
First, I'm grateful to God.
Y luego de ustedes,
and then you all.
Yo realmente lo amo mucho. Ustedes ni se imaginan lo cuánto yo amo a cada uno de ustedes.
I really love each one of y'all.
Esta es la razón de que yo estoy a su servicio.
This is the reason I am at your service.
A cualquiera cosa que ustedes necesiten.
Anything you want or need.
Y consideren.
And that I can
de que yo pueda ser útil para ustedes.
That I can get for you, I will do it.
Llámenme.
Call me.
Yo estoy disponible para todo lo que quieran.
I am at your service.
No importando lo que sea.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Siempre y cuando sea bajo la voluntad de Dios.
As long as it's the will of I mean the will of God.
Y sea lo que Dios quiera para mí,
and it's what
yo
God
estaré
wants
disponible.
For me, I will be.
Este es mi último servicio aquí esta noche.
This is the last service I will
be. Yo solamente quise agradecerle y expresar cosas que tengo dentro de mí.
I just wanted to express what I have inside of me.
Yo no quiero tomarme toda la noche.
I don't want to stay here all night.
Le doy gracias una vez más.
I want to thank you one more time.
Pastor,
brother, sister Smith.
Me han enseñado bastante.
He has taught me so much.
Dios lo ha escogido.
God has really
lo ha escogido.
Cogido. I wish I knew what cogido was.
Escogido. It's like,
is it like coger. Grabbed him. I know, yes. But I don't know how the right word.
Chosen.
Chosen. Yes. Yeah. God has
para,
chosen.
Para expandir un gran un, para expandir este evangelio.
To be a part of this.
Para expandir. Para expandir, pastor.
To,
para llevar este evangelio.
To carry this, the word of God.
Expand.
To expand. Yeah.
A los hispanos.
To the Spanish people.
Yo estoy mirando qué es lo que Cristo está haciendo con este gran hombre y esta mujer de Dios.
I've been watching what God has been doing with Brother and Sister Smith.
Y yo he sido un gran observador en cuanto a eso.
And I am a very
y yo estoy
I'm a servant.
Yo estoy aplicando ese ejemplo en mi vida.
And I'm seeing that there are an examples in my life.
En Santo Domingo no todos tienen ese privilegio de
where I'm from, we don't have that privilege.
No todos tienen
not
ese
everybody has that privilege
que yo he tenido hoy en día.
That I've had here.
Ahora lo que yo he aprendido aquí,
everything that I've learned here,
ahora yo tengo que ir a enseñarlo allá.
Now I have to go back and teach them.
Pero ellos no pueden venir, ellos no han podido tener la capacidad de venir aquí.
They haven't had that opportunity to come down here.
Y ver qué es lo que está pasando para
to
aprender.
To see what's going on so they can learn.
Para mí es una gracia que eso Dios ha permitido que a mí me pase eso.
To me it's been his grace that I was able to be here to learn everything.
Y agradezco al pastor y su esposa y
and
primeramente a Dios.
I'm so grateful to God first
por
and
esto, por lo que han hecho por mí.
For what he's done for me.
Me han enseñado, me han instruido.
They've been training me and
para,
teaching me.
Para formarme a ser un gran hombre en Dios.
So I could be formed a great man of God.
Y le doy gracias a Dios por esto.
And I'm so thankful to God
y
for all
somos
this.
Bendecidos y lo amo a todos.
And I love all of y'all again.
Amén.
Amén.
Praise the Lord. Well, appreciate Brother Joel. He's always easy to keep. You know, I used to raise cows, and I had some we called easy keepers. You know, they wintered all right. They didn't get skinny in the wintertime. It didn't take a lot of feed for them, and they always looked good, always raised a good calf every year, and so you didn't have to worry about them. In other words, they just was always there. When the cows came up, they was there, and they always had their calf every year and raised a big, nice calf, and they always, you know, never did get sick, never did have a problem with them. That's the way Joel is. He's an easy keeper. He does his part when he stays with us, so he's a blessing, not a burden at all. And he's worked this time while he's here and went to school, and to get your GED takes five parts to it that you have to take, and he's got a pretty big handicap not knowing English any better than he does. But he's finished four of the five parts, actually part of the fifth part, English. He's finished and passed all of his tests except the part of writing English, the written part of English. He's got but he's met a teacher that's taken a liking to him. They all up there at the school thinks he's really intelligent, so they all want to help him. even though they can't speak English. They can't speak Spanish. Yeah, that's it. And so this teacher said, when he comes back, I want to teach him English, spend some time with him, and I'll help him get through his written part of the exam, and he'll get his GED. I didn't know if he could do that here, but we found out a couple months ago or so that if he had a Arkansas ID or a driver's license, he could go to school like that. So I took him to the driver's license bureau, and I thought, let's just see. So I said, what would he have to do to get a driver's license? They said, well, has he got a birth certificate? I said, yeah, he's got one. He's from a different country. They said, well, he's got to have one from here. I said, what's he got to do to have an ID? He said, well, if he's got a visa and if he's got the paper that shows how long he can stay here, we can give him an ID for $5. I said, we'll take one. I pulled out $5 and put it on the counter, and they made him up an ID, but it expires. You know, when they come over here, when they go through customs, that customs officer writes down how long you can stay. I mean, it's just up to him. Es verdad, Joel. El que él quiere, que día. Okay, he just you know, when he goes through there. And this time, the guy wrote on there 6 months. I bought his ticket for 3 months. But they cannot stay any more than 6 months. That's as long as they can stay. But the guy gave him the whole 6 months. El tiempo para atrás también tiene 6 meses, ¿verdad? He had 6 months the time before, too. They gave him 6 months. So something about him they must like when he goes through there. I think they gave Brother Calderon 3 months. He kind of bothered him that Joel got six and he didn't get that much. Anyway, so, but anyway, his 6 months is up just about, so he's going to have to go back, and we want to make sure he gets back before his time runs out, but then so he can come back. But I want you to pray with me that the Lord would help us to either get him I'm thinking on trying to apply for an R1 visa, which is a religious workers visa, where a church sponsors him. And he can, if he gets that, he could actually stay 2 years at a time, and he can go to school, college, and here. And then after 2 years, he can actually get his residency in America if he does everything right, there's no problems, then he could actually apply for a residency and even American citizenship later. But he don't know, and I don't either right now, what God's will is on that. And we want the Lord's will for him. But I do feel like that God would want this church to have several people from different cultures, especially the Dominican and Haitian culture in it. I think God will put those cultures in this church before it's over with, that God will have some connections, make a bridge between the works. And so I've been also praying for, y'all haven't met, Brother Josecito, which is Brother Calderon's son, and Sister Denise, his wife. Everybody over there calls her Cookie. I don't know where she got that, but they're living right now in St. Martin, on the island of St. Martin, which I've been there. We've got a Haitian church there. I went over there with Brother, me and Sister Smith went with Brother and Sister Leniger one time to St. Martin. One time we was riding down the road with Brother Leniger, and he said something came up about, something jogged his memory about St. Martin. And Sister Leniger said, you told them that you would that you would go over there and you would find a pastor for them. That church don't have a pastor. He said, how long's that been? She started thinking. She said, 2 years. He said, my Lord. He said, let's call them, see if there's anybody still there. So we got a hold of them, got a hold of a man there that was one of the main men in the church, Brother D.D., and he was still there, and the church was still going. And so Brother Leninger right then had us get tickets and get ready to go to St. Martin. So we went with him and Sister Leninger, but we got tickets to go to St. Martin, the Dominican Republic, and then back home. And he went to St. Martin and back to Florida. Oh, yeah, we went to Guadalupe. We had a meet. There was a meeting in Guadalupe. So we went to St. Martin, then to the meeting in Guadalupe. That's another little island out in the Caribbean that we've got a Haitian church. And then me and Sister Smith went from Guadalupe to the Dominican, and he went to Florida. And the church's still going over there. I've talked to them, but I've been meaning myself to go back over there and haven't been. But Brother Josecito and Sister Denise is there because St. Martin is owned, half of the island is owned by France and the other half is owned by the Dutch government. It's French and Dutch. It's owned by Holland, I believe. And so, but they're over there because Denise's daddy has a French, he's a citizen of France. And so she has her French citizenship. Well, people from France has such a rapport with the United States of America that you can travel from France to America just on a passport. You don't even have to have a visa, and you can stay basically as long as you want. And so Denise can come, but Josecito don't have a visa. All he's got's a Dominican passport. Because he's her husband, they had to go to a French somewhere in France or a France-owned country. And that's a first, isn't it? Look, she quit talking. She knew we was laughing at her. She quit crying. Anyway, so... but they had to live there for him to get his citizenship. So they went to St. Martin, and he's been living there. They both have, and he's been working. And he now has his residence, but he still cannot get a French passport for a certain amount of time. They might give it to him this fall or winter, I mean. And so... They're looking forward to whenever he gets his French passport, they're wanting to come here and spend some time in Little Rock with us. They were out of Brother Elias's church, Brother Joel's dad's church, but they hadn't been over there for how long? ¿Cuánto tiempo ellos viven allá en Saint Martin? ¿Cuándo? 2 years. They've been there. They came when? To the Dominican meeting. Yes, they were in the meeting in the Dominican Republic. Was that in March? It was in March of this year. So, anyway, I would like to see, you know, us have some of those people, the Lord. I just feel like the Lord will do that in time, that we'll have that. My, I've enjoyed tonight's service. A wonderful covering of God that came in here and touched us in such a way. You can't buy something like that, can you? You can't put a price on it. It's something that, you know, I'm going to go home tonight having a refreshing in the Lord, a touch from God on my soul and in my spirit that. And it's things like that that keeps me encouraged in God. I was thinking tonight about, I appreciated Brother Painter sharing with us, you know, his story, his history of how God has dealt with him and kept his hand on him and chose him. And Brother Joel here was talking to us about how God had chose him and how that he feels so blessed that God let him be a part. Y'all don't realize what it's like for someone that's heard about the body of Christ and they try to picture it in their minds, but to be able to come and experience it and watch it in operation, we take it for granted. I'm telling you, it's why so many people come and visit this church and they can't stay, because it is foreign. What we do in here is foreign to the religious world. They love the way it feels, but they don't understand it. They don't understand the operation of it. For someone that God's gave a vision and they try to understand in their mind, and Brother Joel keeps telling us how much he picks up on just things that we do in here. It's just natural for us, but he sees they don't have that. They don't do that over there. And so he gets things that he takes home, and he talks to the young people and the pastors and the people. He shares it all, and even in the music. He's so musically talented, but he'd like to see the body of Christ in the Dominican Republic work in the same way that the music, that we work over here in music, how God's taught us that. They're still struggling with, they don't really have a band. They don't really have a functional band like we do over there. So we really need to pray for them. They're picking up more and more instruments. Sometimes I go over there and I get so blessed watching them, but I get tickled too. They've got this brother over there that he got him a trombone, and he didn't know nothing about how to play it. But he at every service, he'd get that trombone out. You know, and he'd toot on it, and you could tell he didn't know what he was doing, and every once in a while you could hear him, and maybe down at the end of a song, you can hear him go, he'd make a sound on it, or he might just, a song be going on, he'd just get going, toot, 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 toot. He'd just be blowing all he had, just trying. But he's starting to, just on his own, he's starting to learn how to, get it to blend in with the songs and get on the right key. Sometimes he hits the right key. But he's a big old tall guy, and he's got that trombone going, You look over and see him, I just think, stay with it, brother. You'll get there. You don't have anybody to teach him. Nobody. He don't have any music or nothing. He's just blowing that thing, he wants to play. He wants to chime in and be a part. It's an interesting work over there. Brother and Sister Tally's been talking to me about going. We had plans to try to go this month, and it just didn't work. And I hated it because I had them on the hook to go. So I had to hope that we can get it going again. I'm thankful for. I was thinking tonight while we was singing these songs, and that song that, where would I be without Jesus? You ever really think about that? God, where would I be if your hand hadn't touched me? Just look out here in the world. Pick out some people in the world that you see or know or have watched. Just look. That could be you. You could be out there without this peace of God, without hope. Paul said that to the Thessalonians. Don't sorrow for these now that have come in this way as if they had no hope, indicating that there's plenty that you can sorrow for because they don't have any hope. I'm so thankful that God has touched our lives like he's touched. And then there's something tonight that just made me have such a feeling of connectiveness, connectivity. I felt so connected to every one of y'all. Your needs, your burdens run through my mind, I thought. And I felt connected to that. I felt, you know, the burden for that. But then my mind went to the people of God since, you know, God's, since the beginning. You know, I went back to Noah and then Abraham, how that God made a sojourner out of him, how God made a covenant with him. And yet he was a man who was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. He was a pilgrim in this land. He never did find what God promised him. He never, you know, he died in faith looking for what God promised him. And then Isaac, that promised child, that burden was carried over in him. You could see that when you look at their lives. And then Jacob and Esau came along, and how God made a choice in Jacob, and then how God caused Jacob to have 12 sons and start out the house of Israel, changed his name, gave him a name change, and gave him 12 sons. You could see God working in that. Yet here these men were, and if you looked at their lives, you know, you'd have to think of the things they went through, the sorrows that they went through, the tough times they went through. Jacob went through some tough times with his brother, and then even to get a wife, he went through some tough times, didn't he? And then his sojourning back, God made a way for him to get back. You could see God's hand on him all the way. And then look how God chose Joseph. My. And look what Joseph went through. Sometimes we don't realize God's hand is on our life when we're going through the toughest times that we're going through, that God's forming something. God's working. We always can look back and see what he did, but it's hard to see what he's doing. But what makes us keep going is our faith. Hallelujah. That we have faith in God and we believe in him and we know his hand's on our life. Sometimes we cannot figure him out. You cannot understand what he's doing or where he's leading us or why he's leading us the way he is. There's some things about God you just are not going to understand until you see him face to face. There's other things about him that you'll be able to look back in a little while and you'll see the mighty hand of God that was working in your life and that directed you and guided you and how he watched over you and that he had a purpose in all that you went through. I wouldn't take nothing. That old song said, I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the tempter, oh, the devil tempt me and tried to turn me around. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't take anything for what God's brought me through. There's some things he's brought me through I don't want to go through again, I can tell you that. But I'll tell you, I'm not sorry I went through them. Everything, every rough thing, every trial I've ever been through, I can look back now and see God's hand in it. And I'm thankful for the struggles he put me through. And I'm sure there's more. But when you look at how God, the way God had his hand on Joseph, and how God, that poor boy was sold, his family, he could have died in bitterness. He could have died in a terrible condition. But somehow, God's mercy stayed on him and touched him. Somehow he kept looking to God after he was sold out. His family, as far as he knew, had forsaken him completely. And then he wound up in a dungeon and looked like he was going to die down there. But God was working in every bit of that. God put that in the minds of his brothers to do him that way. And he suffered greatly, but God finally brought him up out of that dungeon and made him a ruler over the whole nation before it was over with. And God blessed his people and brought those people to Egypt during a time that that a terrible famine was in the land. Thank God that he knows what he's doing. Thank God he's watching over his own and he knows how to lead them out. And of course, we know what happened after finally Pharaoh died and finally Joseph died. You know, God got those people over there. He got them ready. He got them ready. He was still working on the promise that he made Abraham one day. Hallelujah. He was still working on a seed that was going to be multiplied like the stars in the sky and like the sand on the sea. Hallelujah. He was working on something. Hallelujah. And finally God got those people ready. He had to get them in a condition. He got them ready to bring them out of there. And he put a Pharaoh over them that didn't know Joseph. You know, if them people, you know, if God would have kept the favor on the people of the sons of Jacob, if it have, if Israel would have been blessed like we were blessed under Joseph, they never would have left out of Egypt. But God put a Pharaoh over them, and he hardened his heart, and he made the people of God, he put them in a condition that got them ready to get out of Egypt. Hallelujah. God had something better. He was working on something. Hallelujah. We can't doubt what God's doing. We've got to know. He is got something in mind. He's working on something. He's got a great plan. Sometimes we can't see it, but he knows what he's doing. And he led those people. He chose Moses and protected him out there in those little widows while they was killing all them little Jew babies. He was working. He was working on something. It wasn't just some little boy they missed, but it was a chosen little boy that they missed. And before God could use him to lead those people out, he had to send him to the land of Midian. And he had to work on him over there and get him ready. I don't know. We don't even have all the story of what all God put Moses through. I guarantee you he put him through something that gave him a backbone and a meekness at the same time to be the exact leader that it's going to take to lead 3 million people out of Egypt and across the desert for 40 years. I mean, they didn't start out with 3 million, but they wound up with that many. He had to be a ruler over that. He had to grow in that, but he was ready when God called him and God spoke to him. My God. The Lord spoke to that man such a way, went and stood up to a Pharaoh. Can you imagine a little guy down in Midian walk up to Pharaoh of Egypt, the ruler of the whole world, and said, God sent me to tell you to let my people go. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, something got down inside that little boy. How did he ever have enough gumption to think he could get by with something like that? God was working on something. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he led those people out. He had to take them through 40 years of training to put them into the land, the promised land that he had promised Abraham that he was going to give him. He said, Abraham, look. You know, Abraham was worried about Lot. He said, I just look all around you. I'm going to give you every bit of this. This is your inheritance. And Abraham couldn't hardly understand exactly what God was working on, but God's promise was sure. God made a promise. He made an oath. And he couldn't swear by any greater, so he swore by himself. And so God, when you look at how Joshua, after Moses died, and Joshua took them over into the promised land, and finally they conquered the land, and finally God gave all 12 tribes their inheritance in the land of promise in Canaan. And then Joshua died, and of course we know the time of the judges, how that time began to transpire, and the people of God turned on God during that time, began to worship false gods and I was getting up here to close. I didn't mean to preach, but I got stirred up, didn't I? Anyway, I'm just thinking about how God has, how the Lord has led his people. Sometimes we doubt him. Sometimes we can't figure out why, Lord. Why aren't you answering my prayer? Well, he's probably talking back to you saying, I'm answering your prayer. I know what you want because you can't see what I'm doing. But I'm not going to do what you want me to do because I'm doing what needs to be done because my hand's on you. My hand's on your life. Saints, God's hands are on y'all's lives. God's leading. He's directing your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God's ordering your steps. Just stay good. Just stay, that means just. Just stay upright. ¿Cómo se dice upright en español? Recto. Rectitud. That was that word. Rectitud means upright, Sister Linda. But if you'll stay just and upright, God will keep directing your steps. And I know we all, you know, like Brother Painter said up here, I sure could relate with him when he said, there's a lot of times in my day when I don't feel like I'm real, you know, really working for God. And, you know, in other words, my mind's not on the things of God because I'm busy in the natural things. That's why it feels so good when you can come here and get your mind off all that and get your mind on God. But you can be just even while your mind may not be connected to all of the spirituality that there is in the things of God, but your heart. You know, God, that's what he looks at. He looks at the heart. He knows what's in your heart. He knows. And when I mean heart, I'm not talking about just a desire to serve him, but he knows that there's more than a desire. There's a sold-out commitment. That's what being upright and just is that your heart is fixed on serving him, that you're committed to him. You've made up your mind. And, you know, I mean, something may cause you to teeter and totter a little bit, but God knows you're just like the old cat that when you're dropped on your head, you'll land on your feet. You'll get up walking again. And so, if I had time, I'd just talk a little bit about Eli and his sons and maybe Samuel and Saul and David and Rehoboam and Jeroboam, and just go right on, maybe right on down till we finally got to Jesus again. Get through into the prophets, Daniel and Meshach and Abednego, and all the things that the people of God have went through that God's took them through to bring us to where we're at today. Oh God, I'm telling you, saints, we're not too far from home. Home is just a little ways. There's a song about that, isn't it? I'm going home, what is that song that the Gaithers is always, you know, just about home time. That's it. Yeah, I wonder if we can sing that. Do you know that song, son? You got the words to it, anybody? If y'all sing that song. You ever been this homesick before? That's it. See if y'all can find them. If y'all find that song, I'll take up an offering. There's a quarter up here on top of the desk that we're going to put in it. I don't know whose it is, but you better not leave no money laying around here. I'm putting it in the church. Maybe somebody start leaving $100 bills, $1,000 bills up here. Oh, God. All right, they got the words up there. Maybe we can sing them. Hallelujah. Hold on to the things of God, saints. You're going to be all right. Be praying this week. Now, when is it, Sister Linda? When is Brother Ray going to have surgery? Next Wednesday. And Thursday he'll have surgery. So be praying for him. And let's keep praying. He's up here praying, speaking in tongues. Yes, Sister Gaylor. All right, her granddad fell me. All right, all right. Sister who? Oh, Sister Edgy Perry. Sister Wilkins. So Angie Perry and Sister Wilkins are sick. Keep praying for Sister Rice, Sister Abraham. All right. Sister Yvonne's Aunt Susie. You want to say something about her? I'm going to turn her mic on for her. It's on. Maybe the mic's not on. Turn your mic on. They can't hear you. It shows to be on. It's not working then. Take one of them other mics.
I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of a report on Aunt Susie. She went in the hospital Friday evening. She's real dehydrated and couldn't keep drink or eat anything. And real weak. She's had 4-5 weeks of radiation, and then she had one more to go, but they've canceled that, obviously, because of her condition. But she was doing a little better yesterday, but today she started swelling. Her stomach is real extended, and she's got some fluid on her lungs, and it just doesn't look real good. And I'd just like everyone to, if you could remember to, just whenever you think about her, pray for her. She tells me every time I talk to her how much she loves everybody here, and she's just too special a lady. I just praying God will let her live a little longer, let us have her a little longer, because there's nobody to replace her. So I would appreciate it. I know the whole family would appreciate everyone's prayers.
All right, Sister Lacey. Sister Rochelle has been sick. Yes, let's keep her in our prayers. Also, let's pray for Sister Lacey's dad, Brother Wilson. I just feel like we ought to start praying for him a little more. Brother Shane? All right. Okay. Pray for Sister Brittany. She has some health problems that she needs prayer for. But when I was praying for her tonight, I felt a strange feeling like God was doing something right down inside her body. I just really felt something when I was praying for her. It's like something was connected to my hand that was going way down in her body. I've had that feeling a few times praying for people. It was a strange feeling. Pray for her. What else, Sister Lisa? Heart disease, friend at school, Sister Ann.
I already know it. I may not seem exactly right, but just like
mine. All right, Sister Sarah. All right, let's remember that prayer. Yes. All right, Sister Hodges, you don't have knee replacement surgery, so let's remember that. All right, let's all stand and ask God if He'd help us with these needs as the ushers come. And everybody remember your pledges, too, if you hadn't paid them, to I think we said to the end of the year, didn't we? And then we make it that. So just remind you if you try to get them in. All right. The Lord bless you as you give here tonight. Dear God, thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Oh, Lamb of God, we love you, Lord, and ask you to help us as with our petitions, Jesus. Oh, Father God, dear Lord, meet these needs, Lord, according to your will, Jesus. We trust you. We lean on you. We know that you're working in our lives and your will to be performed in your body in the earth today, oh God. Just help these saints with their needs, Lord. Each one, Lord, we pray. That sister, Aunt Susie, oh God, help her, Lord. Dear God, in her condition tonight, Lord, would you touch her body and heal her of this cancerous condition, Father? Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
There's a light in the window, and the table spread its splendor. Someone is standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, so I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I see the bright light shine, it's just about home time. Can't see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
Wait on the words. They had them a minute ago. We'll wait on them.
I can see the family gather, and sweet faces all familiar. No one is old or feeble anymore. Well, this lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Well, I see the bright light shine, it's just about home time. And I can see my father standing at the throne. This world's been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Just about home time, and I can see my father standing at the throne. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
There's a light in the window, and the table spread in splendor. Someone is standing by the open door. Oh, I can't see a crystal river, so I must be in it forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. 'Cause I see the bright light shine, it's just about home time. And I can see the Father standing at the throne. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I see the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the throne. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I see the bright light shine, it's just about home time. And I can see Father standing at the throne. Well, this world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance.
Shake hands and be friendly.